Good morning. We're continuing the sugya of Bar. As we discussed last week, it takes a certain amount of talent to actually be responsible for the hezek that you're of a bar. If a person puts a banana peel in shusharavim, someone slips and falls, the halacha is that you're potter. The chiyuv of bar, the typical case is you dig a ditch, someone falls into the ditch, there's a machlokes. Amayram, why your chayiv? Is it for the chavasa or is it for the hevel? Is it because of the damage of the impact that you slammed into the ground of the pit? Or is it the hevel, the stale air, somehow causes the hezek or cause death? L'halacha, we paskin like both of them l'chumra, that you're responsible for the impact alone, even if it's a wide pit with good ventilation. Nevertheless, if the damage is caused by the impact, you're going to be liable. And what in the other case, if you dig a deep ditch, even if you put pillows on the bottom, it's padded, the impact itself won't cause any damage, but nevertheless, the fact that it's deep and narrow will create hevel, and the person who dug it will be liable. But all those cases are cases where you fell into the actual pit. Masha Inkein, if you just put an obstacle in the shusharavim, you put a rock, your banana peel, you trip someone, but the person falls on the karka olam. He falls outside of the pit. He's not hurt. He doesn't actually hit the obstacle that you placed in the shusharavim. So in that case, you are not going to be liable. It's only if you put a knife and someone trips and falls onto the knife, there already there's a chiyuv because there's chavasa. But if the impact is outside of the bar, then there will be no liability for the person that was kareya the bar. Now, to be chayav for a bar, when you in a case where there actually is a bar, where a person gets hurt by the bar itself, there are three general ways where a person can become liable for the hezek of the bar. The first and the simplest way is that you actually dig the ditch. You take a shovel, you go into the street, you dig a ditch. So in that case, you are the one that dug the bar. You are certainly the direct cause of the damage. And if there's hevel or chavata, then you're going to be responsible to pay. Now, some of the cases do not require an actual shovel. The halacha is that if you put something which falls beruach matzuya, you have avnei sikinu masdar, you place something on a roof, it's perched at the edge of the roof where a typical wind, a ruach matzuya, can come and blow it into the reshus haravim. Naturally, that happens. Someone comes and gets hurt. Someone falls onto this item that you left around. So although you didn't directly put it in the reshus haravim, nevertheless, because you put it in a place where with a ruach matzuya it fell into the street, you are considered the one who dug the bar, and in that case, you're going to be responsible. Gemara learns today, it's not a shava, so you're going to be responsible even though you didn't actually put it into the Rosh Hashanah. A similar case is what happens if a person's walking down the street, and very often he sees that there's a rock, or he sees there's some glass in the middle of the street. Now, glass in the middle of the street is a bar of Rishus Rabbah. So, he is a civic-minded individual. So, he kicks it to the side. Now, if you think about it, what just happened? You had those glass that was there, you didn't put it there. You weren't responsible for that. And if you would have walked by, certainly not a nice thing to do, but there's no key of moment for walking by a bar and not removing it. On the other hand, the Mishnah's case, if you pick up the bar, what would be if you pick up the glass, you look, and then you put it back down? The halacha is if you pick it up more than three tzvachim, at that point, it's not no longer a bar, it's in your hand. When you put it back down, even though you put it down in the exact same place that it was originally, at that point, you are considered the one who's kareya the bar, you're the one that's considered digging the bar, and at that point, you're going to be responsible. If you pick it up less than three tzvachim, then it depends on your das. If you're kind to it, then it's yours now, and you're responsible if you put it back down. If you weren't, it didn't have das bizayich in it, then picking it up less than three tzvachim, it's like lavud, it's like it never moved, and there will be no liability. Now that's when you pick it up vertically. What happens if you kick it to the side? So the Rajva is mavur that if you kick it to the side and it moves more than three tzvachim, then at that point, when it stops, it's your bar. Because it's not, the original bar is gone. The original bar was in one place. You moved it to the side. It's in a new place. The person who walked by and tripped or fell onto this bar, if it was in the original place, may not have gotten hurt. He's walking here. He's not walking 3 or 4 tzvachim over. And therefore, it's mavur in the Rashba, if a person moves a bar 3 tzvachim in the Rosh HaSarachim, he's going to be chayv. So even though he had the best of intentions, the bar was in the middle of the street. You kicked it to the side, but you didn't kick it hard enough. So it went 4 or 5 tzvachim over, but it's still in the street. When it lands, this is a bar that you dug, and therefore you're going to be responsible for the hezek, again, even though you had the best of intentions. The bottom line is, when you're doing a chesed, when you're clearing the street, which is appropriate to do, do it right. Don't just push it to the side where someone else may get hurt. Make sure you get it out of the street completely so that there shouldn't be any liability. Now, although this is mavur in the Rashba, there is a bit of a problem. In the sugya of bar hamisgagel, baraglei adam, baraglei behema, it's mavur that if you put a bar in shusarabim, it gets kicked around, the person who put it down remains liable even after it gets kicked around. And it's not mashma in that sugya, there's a difference between 3 tzvachim or more than 3 tzvachim. So the chur, you have to say that the Rashba, that the sugya of bar hamisgagel was a bar that is oimid to be kicked around. It's something which is normal. We put it in the street, it doesn't stay in the same place. The traffic will move it around. So in that case, the person who initially put it down is considered the korea of the bar, not necessarily in this place, where we know it's going to float around the street. So wherever it is, it's the responsibility of the person who put it down originally. If you put something that doesn't normally get moved around, it's just there until someone either falls on it or just picks it up and removes it, there already we would have the Rashba that distinguishes between whether we moved it 3 tzvachim or not. So in many cases, if it's just a pebble or a rock that's normal to get kicked around, this halacha would not apply. The person who put it down originally is the one that would be liable even if you moved it to the side more than 3 tzvachim. On the other hand, something which is heavier, or a piece of glass, that it's not normal for it to move, it'll be there until someone picks it up, there, if you move it more than 3 tzvachim, then you're going to be responsible because you're now considered the person who dug the bar.
Is there a fee for a person
to remove the bar off the Shabbat? Yeah. It's some of the Lestam and Adam Reyachel, going to many places that applies to Mammon. Whenever there's something which is going to be greater than a Hepsin Mammon, you have a chiyuv to remove it. But that chiyuv is to remove it completely, not to move it from one place to another. Even if you're moving it from the middle of the street to the side of the street, if the side of the street is still a place where there's danger, then you're going to be responsible. What? Right. Oh, you can't move it off the street because of... I hear. What? Right. The truth is, it's a little bit hard to be chayiv mamon because the piece of glass, what usually happens, someone will drive a car over and get a flat tire. That's kelim. There's no chiyuv of kelim bavar. So it's halacha l'maisa, it's not really so, unless someone falls and the person himself gets hurt. Although it's shor v'ledom chamor v'lo kelim, as we spoke out, in niske adam there is a chiyuv of bar, but on niske kelim there isn't. So to be chayiv for this is difficult. But I hear the question. How do you deal with that? It's both. Okay, it's both. There is a chiyuv of Shabbos Aveda, which by Aveda's character, the Gemara says that you see if there's a flood coming and the person it's going to wash away the person's things, there's a chiyuv of Shabbos Aveda to go ahead and save it. So in that case, there would be an assay. There would also be a chiyuv lav of l'stam adam reyecha. There's discussion about both of them. The lav, some learn l'stam adam reyecha is only by literally dam reyecha nefashos, it's not by mamon. That's machlokes rishonim. So that's why, right? So a bar, you could argue, you don't know who it is, but if it is, if someone will likely get hurt, and I don't know how far it would go. The fact is, if there's a remote possibility in a chami, if someone not mechuyim to go around taking care of far out chashashas, I don't know where to draw the line. At what point you become chayav of hashavas aved? So this is the case where one person put the bar in the street. But a second person came along, and by lifting it 3 tzvachim, or by moving it to the side 3 tzvachim, now the second person becomes the Baal Bar, and he's responsible for the damage. Now we find a number of discussions in the Gemara about what happens when two people dig a bar together. One person digs 9 tzvachim, And a second person comes along and digs the last tefach, making it a bar yud. So over here the Gemara says, certainly when it comes to misa, if an animal falls in and dies, certainly the second person is responsible. Because as we know, to kill, the bar has to be 10 tefachim deep. A 9 tefach deep is not going to kill an animal. So since the first person's actions alone were not enough to kill an animal, the second person who dug that last tefach, when the animal falls in and dies, it's the maisa of the second person. So in that case, the second person would have complete liability. Even if the animal gets hurt, still, once we say the second person is the Baal HaBor, the Inyan Misa, so we paskin, who adin l'inyan nizokin, he's going to have full responsibility for anything that happens to this bar, since he dug that last tefach, he dug the tenth tefach. Now what happens if the bar was already 10 tefachim deep, and someone went ahead and dug an additional 5 tefachim? So here, even before he came along, there was a bar yud. Even without his actions, there was enough the bar was deep enough to kill the animal. So the second person didn't accomplish anything. In that case, if an animal falls in and dies, the first person has to pay the entire amount, and the second person is completely puzzled. Now this is only when the second person digs only makes it 5 tefachim deep. On the other hand, if a second person comes and digs an additional 10 tefachim, so here we have an interesting case. On one hand, even had he not come along, the animal would have died. On the other hand, at the end of the day, when we look at this bar is 20 tefachim deep. Each of them dug enough to cause the animal's death. So in this case, the halacha is, even though it would have happened without the second person's action, nevertheless, since he himself dug, his action was kedei lahamis, that his actions alone were enough to kill the animal, in that case, that would be a shutvis, and in that case, both of them would be liable. Now, a third case is, what happens if one digs a bar of, one person digs 5 tefachim deep, another person comes along and digs an additional 3 tefachim. Now, if the animal falls in and dies, no one's liable, because it's not 10 tefachim deep, it's only 8. What happens if it falls in and gets hurt? So here the halacha is, logically, that they have to split the damage. One person dug 5, the other person 3. The impact was caused b'shutzvis by both of them. So here they go ahead and they split the hezek between the two of them. Now, what gets tricky, the Ulam HaMishra points out, is that how do you split the damage? If it's $8 worth of hezek, do you say the first one pays 5, the second one pays 3? No. Because we all know that if a animal falls into something which is 5 tefachim deep, or 8 tefachim deep, it's not just going to be, let's simplify the case. One person dug 4, the other person dug another 4. So if an animal falls into an 8 tefach deep bar, it's not going to necessarily suffer twice the damage that it would have in a 4 tefach. It could be 3 times the damage. The deeper it is, the quicker the impact, the harder the impact will be. And therefore, the Ulam HaMishpat says, to figure out the damages, we have to figure out what would have happened had it only been 4 tefachim deep. And that amount, the first person pays. And the additional amount, which will probably be much more than half, but the additional hezek that only happened because it was 8 tefachim, that is going to be the liability of the second person, because, again, although they dug the same amount, they each dug 4 tefachim, the second 4 tefachim caused a lot more damage than the first 4 tefachim. Now, another discussion is when you have two people who dug a bar, but instead of one digging 4 tefachim, the other person digging it deeper, what happens if one person digs a bar? And he digs it, it's 10 tefachim, 10 tefachim deep. Another person comes along, he doesn't make it deeper, but he makes the bar wider. The animal comes and falls in. How do we assign responsibility for this case? So this is a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes that I understand the Gemara. The Ramah paskens that it depends which side the animal falls in. In other words, if the first person dug a bar, second person comes along and extends it to the west. So if the animal is coming from the west and it falls into the bar, which means it falls into the area where it was expanded, in that case, we blame the second person, and the second person has complete responsibility. Because had he not dug it, perhaps the animal would have stopped, it wouldn't have fallen in. Masha'inkein, if the animal falls in from the other side, there the Ramah says we can't blame the second person for the damage. He didn't touch the other side. And therefore the Ramah passes in that case, it would be the first person's responsibility and not the second. The Mechaber makes things a little bit more complicated. He says it depends why it died. He says if it died because of the Hevel, because of the air, he says this, he says, however, he says that in a case where it dies because of the chavata, so then even though it fell on the side which you didn't expand it, nevertheless, because had the shor come from the west and it would have fallen in, that would have been your achrayah, it would have been your pshia, you're the one that caused it. Once you're pesheya for the bar, the inyan chavata on one side, you're also responsible even if it falls in from the other side. So according to the Mechaber, if it dies because of the impact, then regardless of which side it falls in, you're going to be responsible. If it dies because of the hevel, there the halacha is different. There he agrees to the Rama. And the reason for that is, since with respect to hevel, what making the bar wider reduces the hevel, so because the wider it is, the more ventilation there is, the less hevel there is in the bar. So although it's still narrower enough that there is hevel, nevertheless, you're not responsible unless it falls in. If it dies from the hevel, you're only responsible if it falls in from the side that you dug. If it fell in from the other side, since you've reduced the hevel, and so there would not be any liability. Just like this. If it falls in from the side that you dug, so there, since had you not done it, it would not have fallen in. So even though you reduced the hevel, but the bottom line is that reduced hevel is still enough for it to kill it. And therefore you're going to be responsible. It's only when it falls in from the other side, and we have to deal with svaras of tilas b'pshia, the fact that Ramaisa, you exposed it to greater danger because had it come from the other side, it may have fallen in. So there we have a balancing act. It's true, you made it more likely to fall in, but you also reduced the hevel, and therefore on the hevel you're not liable. Yeah, because it would not have fallen in had you not extended the bar, so then you're completely responsible. Mm-hmm. Okay, so not really, because when it comes to damage, it's no difference because you can death is death.
Right.
So since either one alone would cause the misa, and each of them dug a bar that was kedei lahamis, each of them has the same response. But we don't look at it as if first it fell into the first bar, then it fell into the second bar, and we assess the damages that way. What we're doing is, it fell into one bar that they're shutfim in. And our question is, how much of the bar how much responsibility does each one have? So since any tenth vachim is enough to kill, so if two of us are shutfim in the bar, and each of us did enough kedei lahamis, and it died, so we split the hazard. But it's not like it happened already. It's by hezek, the way we look at it is, we're shutfim on this eighth vachim. But in damage, how much of it was nisachis to me and how much was nisachis to you? What I did, my three tvachim, is not enough to... is enough. In this case, since I did a second three tvachim, that's enough to cause a tremendous hezek. In Misa, any ten tvachim is enough to kill. So each of us independently did enough that could cause a Misa. Because once an animal is dead, it's dead. You know, when it comes to hezek, there are levels. Every greater impact could cause more damage. Masha'enka, when it comes to misa, once it's tenth vachim and it's dead, So that's not, you know, five flachim independently is not kedei lahamis.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's different in the sense that by a hezek, any tefach, any space is enough for kedei hazek. You're the Baal Habar. Now it's a question of how much dollars and cents we're going to assign to each of the Baalei Habar. So we're going to, what Mishpat says, we're going to look how much damage each one caused. When it comes to Misa, to be chayiv for Misa, you need a bar yur. And if you don't have a bar yur, you're not considered the Baal HaBar. So since your Misa of five shlachim independently is not considered a Baal HaBar, you have no liability. You can't look at it... Right. That's the point. You haven't added by hezek. Every tefach you dig deeper, you're adding to the hezek. Once you're adding to it, you're the baal hasakala. Now you're chayav. When we want to know how much you're chayav, we'll look at how much damage was caused by the first and how much damage was caused by the second. When you deal with misa, you have to have a shear of misa. And if the shear of misa was there without you, and you don't create a shear misa, you on your own are not considered a baal hasakala. So you're right, technically speaking, that an animal that's already moving that quickly, the acceleration between Tefach 10 and Tefach 15.
It's already an existing part.
Right.
You
no, because there, your actions alone, even independent of the first person's actions, is enough. Fine, but even without that natural bar, you yourself dug enough to kill. That's considered a takala. So even though it's on top of already something which is kedei lahamis, but nevertheless, your actions itself are created a bar of misa. The fact that someone else did or shar did or was there doesn't take away from the fact that you dug a bar which is kedei lahamis.
So
fine, but I mean that chiddush you don't see. You only see it by hezek, where by definition every inch is a takala, and the question is how to figure out the damages. There we go proportionally. If you're bechlal not a baal takala because misa requires 10, you don't find such a chiddush. Okay, so these are all cases where if two people dig a bar, they have a shutzvis. So this is how we would assign liability for a bar. Now, if a person does dig a bar. And he comes to a shear, he finds out all sorts of liability. So what can he do? So obviously if he comes, he brings a tractor, fills up the bar. At that point, he dug a bar, he filled it up, it's over. And certainly he has no liability. If another person comes along and re-digs it, it's the second person who has created the bar, not the first. And the first person certainly has no responsibility. However, to be potter, you don't have to go that far. The pasuk says, "V'lo yechasenu." That if you dig a bar and you don't cover it, you're responsible. Which means that if you dig a bar and then you cover it, you're no longer liable for what happens. Now think about it for a moment. Obviously, the pasuk is talking about a case where someone fell in. Which means you covered it, but somehow the cover blew off, it rotted, and something fell in spite of the fact that you covered it. Nevertheless, since you did cover it, you did not leave an open pit in the middle of the street, you're not going to be responsible. Now, this applies only if there's an oinus. You covered it well, covered it appropriately, and there was a tremendous storm, something happened, the cover rotted, it wasn't your fault, and an animal came and fell in and was hurt. Now, what's very clear is that who asked you to dig the bar in the first place? To dig the bar in the Shusar Avim is Asr. We discussed, some say it's the Rabbanon, most call it Daraisa. It's Asr to dig a bar. Had you not dug the bar, nothing would have happened. Nevertheless, since you covered it, and you covered it in a way which is an appropriate Shmira, the Torah is not Mechayev you. You have no responsibility, again, for what happened. So even though the person who gets hurt says, listen, who asked you to do this in the first place? I understand you covered it, but it didn't work. And had you not done that avla, had you not dug it, we wouldn't be here in the first place. Nevertheless, because you went ahead and covered it appropriately, that is a psur, and at that point you're not going to have any responsibility. Now the cover has to be a cover which can hold any type of traffic that normally goes through in this area. However, if there's an unusual load, there's actually an interesting distinction. If you have the bad mazel, you dig a bar, you cover it over well, and you have the bad mazel that a week later the army decides to drive some tanks down this road. So in that case, if it falls through the cover, although you had it in a way it's an oinus, you didn't expect it, it's not the tanks normally don't drive down Route 59. Nevertheless, you dug the bar, you did not cover it in a way that would protect against this heavy load coming through. And therefore, if there's hezek, again, not on the kalim, you won't be responsible for the tank, but if a person gets hurt, then you're going to be chayiv, because you did not cover it, your covering was not sufficient for what passed through.
Why is there like
a roshan? Oh, so wait a second. So now, that's if the tank falls in and gets hurt. What happens if the tank goes by, nothing happens? It falls in, but these tanks are strong enough, nothing happens to the tank. But now the cover is totally destroyed. And now, a regular car, a person walks by and falls in and gets killed, or gets hurt. So here we have the question shifts. You dug the bar, did you cover it appropriately?
Yes.
Now, it's true a tank came by and uncovered it, but is that Ruach Metzuya? No, it's extremely uncommon. So in that case, you covered it well. You're an oinus on it becoming uncovered, and therefore, if a person comes afterwards and gets hurt, you did yours, there's no responsibility. It's only when the tank itself falls in, where you never covered it well enough for that. So although perhaps you weren't mechuyev to, you don't have to worry about it, nevertheless, if it happens, it's not called a kisui for that heavy load and there's liability.
Why isn't the tank obligated? The army obligated? They, in a sense, redug.
Blame it on the government. You know, there's a street. You're allowed to have heavy loads. You're allowed to go on the streets. There's nothing stopping them from doing it. They don't have to go ahead and check. Maybe someone dug a bar beforehand and put a kisa, which isn't, that's not their achrayus. People are allowed to go through the street. They're allowed to take heavy, they're allowed to carry heavy loads in the street. Even though it's an unusually heavy load, they're allowed to do it. And if something happens, whoever dug the bar is responsible. Who asked him to dig the bar? But if it knocks off the cover and now something else, and now a regular person gets hurt, bottom line is, he covered it. The fact that it became uncovered is considered an oinus, and there he won't have responsibility. What? Can you be mafker? Okay, so we're talking about hefker next week. In general, hefker only works when there's a nefilas oinus, when you didn't put it there or you weren't negligent in putting it there. However, you can't go ahead, lob a hand grenade into the street and then say, it's Hefker, don't bother me about what happened. But we'll discuss it next week more by Rifus. Probably the most common case of bar that comes up, and that's we're going to have to wait for next week for this, is what happens if there's a storm and your tree falls onto your neighbor's yard. Or for that matter, your tree falls on your neighbor's house. Or through your neighbor's house. So are you responsible to get rid of the tree? Is it a bar which is now in someone else's rishos? Or can you say, no, I didn't put it there. It fell, perhaps, by oinus. Mafker zog lachen if you have oinus. So that'll be next week's discussion. Because like this, when you dig a bar, the covering is good enough for any normal traffic. So if normal traffic comes in and falls in, that's an oinus. If a ruach sheinu metzuya knocks it off, so I did my kisui, a ruach sheinu metzuya came off, I'm not responsible. However, when it comes with respect to something heavy, it's not, the kisui is not good enough for that. So therefore, if it comes and it is genizik, I can't say I covered, I can't say I protected against it.
If there's a tree that has no more than 5 tons,
okay.
Even though it's not traditional, it's a bridge, and the guy on the road, you know,
That'll go into the sugya of Kol Mishan Rabachar Vashino. We hold this pater. That if two people do something wrong, or two people do things that they shouldn't be doing, and because of that, one of them gets hurt, generally the mazik is not responsible, because a mazik is responsible for doing things that cause hezek to someone acting in the normal way. However, if what he did alone would not have caused the damage, someone else did something shaloi kidin with Mishana, and only with the tzira of the second person shalokya din was the damage caused, there the first person is generally pasur. So in this case as well, if it's a shino, you're not allowed to take heavy loads in this area, and he comes, he probably can't say that I'm your chayyeh for bar, because he was mishan. Now if a person digs a bar, he covers it appropriately. So halacha is he's pasur. What happens if there's a storm? The person comes by, he sees it's uncovered. The halacha is that it's true he did a nice job covering it, but now that he sees that the cover is off, he has to go ahead, he has to replace the cover. It's not an exemption, loyalum void. It just means Kolzman, he thinks it's covered, he's going to be putzer. The moment he becomes aware of it, there he is achroi. There's a machlokes how much time he has. Some learn that we just give him the amount of time that it normally takes for him to hear about it. Halacha, we hold that until the person actually knows that it's uncovered, he's not going to be responsible. On top of that, even when he finds out it's not covered, so what is he going to? So his chiyuv is to go ahead and to cover it. The problem is he doesn't have a cover available. He has to run to Home Depot. He has to get some more wood. He has to create a new cover. So we paskin that when the person finds out that the bar is no longer covered, we give him enough time to go ahead, buy material, hire poyolim, and to go ahead and actually fix the bar. If the hezek happens before that time, he finds out it's uncovered, 10 minutes later someone falls in, the halacha is he's not responsible. He did what was mutl on him. He put a good cover on. The fact that an ayin has happened and remove the cover, he can't go ahead and wash his hands, he has to take care of it, but he doesn't have to make any heroic efforts, he doesn't have to sit there guarding the bar the entire time, he can do whatever the normal way of digging a bar is. So much so, the Mechaber suggests that if you can't find workers, in other words, there's a hurricane, now the bar, the cover was blown away, you try to hire someone to take care of it, the workers are going are all busy. They're busy doing with all the cleanup. They want to charge you more than the normal value to go ahead and fix the bar. In that case, look at the mechaber. You're not responsible to do that. You're not responsible to spend exorbitant amounts of money to go ahead and to create the cover to safeguard the people, since you were not pesheya. You didn't do anything wrong. Now again, this all applies only when you covered it appropriately and an oinus happened. So in that case, you have to cover it again, but take your time. You can cover it as long as you act in the normal fashion, then you're not going to be responsible. Imagine if you're pesheya, if you dig a bar, and now you try to hire someone to cover it, and you can't find someone, nothing doing. There you're pesheya, you have to stand there guard and make sure that no one falls in. Imagine when you weren't pesheya, you did what you were supposed to, and boinus, something happens, so there you will not be responsible unless you wait enough time to do the normal buying the material, hiring someone, and actually getting it covered. Yeah, correct. If you dig a bar and then you fill it up with dirt, then it's not your responsibility anymore. Correct. There still is the bar. And LMI, you covered it, and covering is a p'tur, that if something happens, you're p'tur. But once you now know that it's no longer covered, you can't wash your hands and say, the cover's enough, I'm no longer the bala bar. Once you find out about it, you do have to go ahead and replace the cover, but you don't have to make any heroic efforts, you just do it in the normal time frame. Correct. Doesn't say anywhere. I would suspect that if the derech is after a year or two it rots, you probably have to check. But if it's not the derech where it's a rot, that's considered an oinus, and it would really very much depend on the case. Now, if you have a bar and you give it over to someone to watch. There as well, once someone else agrees to take care of it for you, as long as he is a bardas, now he becomes the bahabar, now he becomes the one that is responsible for it. That is only if you give it to a bardas. On the other hand, if you give it over to the child, tell him, you take care of the bar, There you cannot rely on their actions, and in that case, if you're going to be responsible. Now the Rambam paskins, if you have a bar that's covered, you give it over to a child and say, you take care of it, he says, there you're going to be chayav. Now it's a very, if you think about it, it's a very interesting case. Had you not given it to anybody, the fact that you covered the bar is enough. You covered it. Anything, if someone falls in, it's an oinus, you're not responsible. If you take a cheresh out of a tukah and you say, hey, I have a bar over here, you watch this bar. So there already it seems that you're asking for trouble. Because a child is taking care of the bar, okay, he's going to want to see what it is. It's there already, it's awl for the cover to come off. And there already, if anything happens, if the cover comes off and someone gets hurt, there you're going to be responsible because that's not called a good shmirah. So you're better off, if you have a bar that's covered, you're better off not, if you have a 12-year-old kid, you're going to ask them to take care of it. That would create more liability than if you just don't ask them at all in the first place. Anyone who has kids and asks them to help probably recognizes this, that very often that causes more problems than solutions. But in this case, Mechaber Pasen V'Lach L'Maisa, asking a Cheresh Ha'it V'Katan to watch it is going to create extra liability. Now this is the first case. You dig a bar, you have a responsibility, you're responsible for it. If you cover the bar, then you are released from your responsibility. The second way to be chayav for a bar is someone else dug a bar, he covers it, you come along and you pull the cover off. So in that case, although you didn't dig the bar, nevertheless, since it was covered, you pulled the cover off, at that point you become responsible. Now here we have a very interesting exception. What happens if Reuven digs the bar? He digs the bar in the middle of the street. He realizes, I have a problem. It's dangerous. So he looks around, what can he cover it with? He sees in the property next door, there's a board. Takes the board, covers the bar. A few minutes later, the neighbor, whose wood it was, comes by. He looks for his wood, he wants to build his sukkah, and it's not there. He sees that it's in the middle of the street covering a bar. The neighbor comes and goes and pulls off the piece of wood and builds a sukkah. Who is responsible for the bar? So here the halacha is the first person is. Because covering a bar with someone else's cover is not called covering. You have no right to steal it. The owner has every right to take his wood. Although it's a takala, he has no obligation to donate his wood to save the tzibur. This is the responsibility of the Baal HaBar. And therefore, in such a case, the person has every right to take his wood back, and the first person, the person who actually dug the bar, would be achroi. Okay, so it's not going to create, it might be oisamayt if it's taka, a terrible danger. You'll have to know who's responsible, he has to donate his wood for that, but regardless whether he should or shouldn't have left it there, if he pulls it off, he's not the Baal HaBar. He's not achroi because that's not considered covering. The person who dug the bar and used someone else's cover should have anticipated, you can really say, it's like a ruach metzuya. You can't rely on someone else's cover staying put because that's not the way it works. Okay, for Takanas Hashem, you need to go through a bunch of hoops. That's when it's built into a structure. Being placed on top of a pit is not going to be a Takanas Marash. It's not built in. It's not something which is difficult to take out. Now, another case is a person digs a bar, someone else comes by, and he's a little bit more civic-minded. He sees this gaping hole in the middle of the street. He says, listen, I can wait till tomorrow to build my sukkah. He takes his piece of wood, he covers it. Meanwhile, the Baal HaBar comes by, he notices the bar is covered, he says, Baruch Hashem, I see I dug my bar in a good place, there are some nice people over here, it's covered. He goes home. The next day, the first, the Baal HaWood, or the Baal HaSukkah comes by, and he says, Charata, maybe I shouldn't have been so generous. I need the wood. So he takes it off. Who is responsible? What? The second one. Why? Because you're saying that there was a bar, he covered it, and then the halacha is in this case nothing doing. The halacha is the first person is responsible. Since the first person dug the bar and he never covered it, he has a chiyuv. Now the second person, it's true, he's a baal chesed. And he came around, he covered the bar with his wood, it was a beautiful thing for him to do. but he changed his mind. And when he changes, when he pulls back the chesed that he does, we don't look at him as if now he's digging a new bar. We look at him, he's just, he did his chesed temporarily, just for an hour, just for a day, now he's pulling it back. And it remains the first person's achrayus. And the first person can't say, I'm potter because I saw it covered, I don't have to worry about it. Since he's not the one that covered it, it was the owner that covered it, and the owner has the right to come and pull it back, so nothing ever, the first person's actions are still considered a pshia. We don't say it was nistalik ma'isav, it's not like it was filled up that the bar is gone, and therefore in that case, the bahabar, the one that originally dug it, is still going to be responsible. One more time? No, it's not real kusui. That's what he did a kusui. That's considered an oinus, and if he would be putter unless he knew that it was stolen and then delayed and didn't fix it. Now, if the cover is made out of gold, then you're probably right. But in normal circumstances, once you cover it, you're not responsible unless you have noticed that it changed, it's uncovered, and then you're given enough time to go ahead and to actually what. If the owner, correct, the guy of is definitely chayiv, but once the first person notices that it was taken away, then he's also responsible. Because, what?
You're saying the first person just supports them and the guy takes it away, he's responsible?
It's like this. The person who takes it away is always achrayus, because anytime you uncover a bar, that itself is enough to create achrayus. The first person who dug it, once he hears that that it's no longer covered, l'chayr it's no different than an oinus, and in that case, so he'll also be responsible. So they'll be shutzim in that hezek. So now so far we have two cases. You dig a bar, you're responsible for what happens, or if you uncover a bar, you also have responsibility because you're the one that uncovered it, you're the one that caused the damage. There is a third case, and that is where you can be responsible even though you didn't do either of them. And that is, what happens if you have a property and there's an earthquake? And the earthquake creates a bar on your property right next to the street. Now, we discussed last week that the same way that you cannot dig a bar in the street, you cannot dig a bar within 4 tefachim of the street either, because it's easy for people to fall over and to trip. What happens in this case where you didn't actually dig the bar? It was created naturally, but it's in your property. So here, too, is what we find, that havoi lemuyei, since it's in your property, you're responsible to make sure that there's no bar in your property, there's no takol in your property, and even though you're not the one that dug it, nevertheless, since it is in your property, it's a takol for the rabbim, you're going to be responsible to pay. A typical case is if it snows, there's now ice on your property, or on the sidewalk, so assuming the sidewalk is considered your property, there's a svar of havalim and muyei, any takal which is in your property, you're responsible to remedy. And therefore, if it snows, even though you're not the one that put the snow, you're not the one that put the ice there, nevertheless, if now there is a bar in your property, which is a takal for the rabbim, that would be a person's achrayus. Now, as we mentioned before, it's only if a person slips on ice and falls. So if he slips on the ice and falls on the ground, that we mentioned is karaka oilam. They did not fall on the bar, and therefore pasha to pater. We did mention in machlokes kazanish and shilte giboirim, if he falls onto your private property, but it's not part of the bar, we mentioned that is a separate machlokes. But kolpanim, if a sidewalk is considered your private property, if there's a bar there, even though you're not the one that put it there, it came naturally, nevertheless, that becomes your achrayus. Now, this is when it came naturally. What happens if another person, a second person, comes into your property and digs a bar? So certainly, until you know about the bar, certainly it's the digger's responsibility. He created the bar, even though he created it in someone else's property, but the one who created the bar is certainly going to be responsible. Where it becomes more of a question is once the owner knows about it. The Mechaber paskins that even though someone else dug the bar, so he dug the bar on my property, he's a mazik. I can send him a bill for the damage that he caused. However, Once I know about it, since it's on my property, it's my responsibility to remedy it. I can't say, don't blame me, go to the first person. And therefore, the Mechaber passes in such a case, even though a Bar Chiyuva dug it, once the property owner hears about it, now he has a responsibility to go ahead and fix it. He can send a bill to the first person as a mazik, but he is going to be responsible for any damage that happens to a third party. The Ramban, the Goyim quotes the Ramban, argues, he says, Eina b'din, he says, you can't be that one person digs the bar and a second person becomes achroi. And therefore the Ramban says, it's one thing when it happens naturally, the fact that it's your property means it's your achroi. However, if a Bar Chiyuva puts it down, he has to get rid of it. And therefore, even if you know about it, you can say this is not my achrayas, this is the achrayas of the person that did it, and therefore the chiyuv bar is on the person that dug it, not on the property owner, even once he knows about the hazard.